bad days. But when the day is through, I always get lucky with you. I always get lucky with you.
George.
KIIC.
Welcome, everyone. The journey to the well continues today. And for Albia, they must get through Fairfield to get to Des Moines and back to Wells Fargo Arena. And we've got your 1A, 2A, and 3A coverage all day long here in district action across the southern part of this state of Iowa. And we're glad to have you along on this big Saturday that is district wrestling in the state of Iowa. Got Joe Millage over in location in Pleasantville. Let's run to Joe. Joe, I know they're getting warmed up over there. They're getting warmed up here, buddy. Are you ready for a big day of wrestling?
Yeah, it's always great to come back to Pleasantville for districts. I believe this is our fourth year in a row for Class 1A districts live from Pleasantville. Joe Millage alongside, and we've got eyes on the mat right here from our crow's nest. And we can easily spot some of the guys we'll be calling out today and following, including I see Briar Cochran with his fabled Beats headphones on. We've got eyes on Jaron Glosser, 48-0 on the season, ranked number 2 in Class 1A from Eddyville-Blakesburg. Eddyville-Blakesburg comes into today's match losing by 1 point in team duels on Tuesday night, and they're out of team duel competition. However, their individual wrestlers, they bring 9 today. Sigourney Kyoto brings 8. We'll also be following Van Buren, Wes Marshall, Jason. Will also follow Tri-County, Pleasantville, North Mahaska, Moravia, Linville, Soli, Iowa Valley, HLV of Victor, Colfax, Mingo's here, CMV of Baxter, Cardinal, Belle Plaine, and BGM. So Jason, my friend, strap it on. We're going to talk a little bit later with Coach Little from Eddyville-Blakesburg. We're also going to talk with Coach Whitlow from Moravia after the break as well. Jason, let's go back live to you right now in Fairfield.
Thanks, Jay Mill, on location in Pleasantville. We're going to have Coach Cochran on location in Ottumwa, bringing you all the 3A coverage. So a full day of wrestling right here on your sports leader, KIIC. They're running the mats. They're getting warmed up, and we're getting ready as well. We'll be right back. Coach Dave Winger, mat side here from Fairfield. When we come back, you're listening to District Wrestling on your sports leader, KIIC.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
Hello, this is Marvin Canute from Cargill Eddyville. Hey, we're pleased to announce that the Cargill Corn Milling Facility in Eddyville is celebrating our 30th anniversary, and we're proud of our accomplishments, and we wish to thank our employees and their families, as well as so many contributors, contractors, suppliers, customers, you know, and community partners for just helping us to be successful. We remain committed to helping Southeast Iowa thrive by supporting local agriculture, education, job growth, and so much more. Here's a fun fact. In 1 year, Eddyville produces about 1.5 million tons of sweet bran used in rations to feed 2.3 million head of cattle, resulting in 1.2 billion pounds of consumable beef. That's enough to feed 24 million people in the United States.
Reliable oil, dependable filters, AgriVision guarantee. The oil and filter sale during the month of February is more proof that AgriVision, your John Deere dealer, offers everything for your land. You can save 15% on in-stock filters and 10% on in-stock containers of oil. Plus, AgriVision will offer you a one-year warranty on all parts and service from AgriVision and John Deere. Learn more at agrivision.us. Offer does not include bulk oil. Other exclusions may apply. See store for details. Offer valid until February 28, 2015.
The local merchants in our area hometowns and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank. Member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
We plan for so many things in life. Birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, weddings, all the special events in our life. There's one event we tend to overlook, our final farewell. Why not take the pain of this burden away from your loved ones? Sennett Pirschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pirschbacher Funeral Homes.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back as we continue our journey to the well, Wells Fargo Arena. One week from today, we'll be talking about Championship Saturday. But right now, these wrestlers have got to get it earned today, and we've got the head coach of the Albion Blue Demons right here as we bring you 1A, 2A, and 3A district coverage of Joe Millage on location in Pleasantville. Coach Kevin Cochran will join us from Ottumwa. But here, high above the mats and high fidelity all over the world at www.kiicradio.com. And on your smartphone app, you can join us anywhere in the world. But high above these mats here in Fairfield, sitting next to me is the coach of the Albion Blue Demons, head coach Dave Winger. And coach, I look down the mat and your guys are getting warmed up and ready to go.
Yeah, they are. It's that time of the day, and it's nice that it starts at noon. It allows us to wake up and get our blood flowing and our minds right. So, you know, it's cool. It's a good environment and can't wait to get started.
Well, I look down there and I see, coach, that you brought an extra wrestler along this morning. We talked about that in the coach's corner, but What a great opportunity for young Storm Little, 106, getting the call that he's going to get a chance to wrestle today as well.
Yeah, you always got to be ready. You know, it's kind of like the Miss USA runner-up. You know, we can call Storm the Miss USA runner-up. He stepped in, and he's going to have the opportunity to wrestle today. So always got to be ready to do that as a third-place finisher at sectionals.
Coach, you look at this district lineup and the teams that are here today, and man, it really is the who's who of wrestling here in Class 2A.
Yeah, it is. We wouldn't want it any other way, though. You know, it's a quick measuring stick of where you're at, and if you put in the time that you need to put in, then it makes it a little bit more sweet when you go through districts like this. So we're not going to shy away from good matches and you know, as I look through these brackets, it's going to be an awesome day. Even the matches that we're not involved in, I'm looking forward to watching several matches. So it'll be a fun day.
Coach Carter Isley, you know, he left that mat a year ago on that Saturday night championship Saturday night, and it came up just a hair short. And from that moment on, he had one thing in mind, and that was championship night with his hand raised.
Yeah. You know, that'll change his life forever, you know, coming that close to a state title. But he was driven last year, but he's really driven this year. He's had an incredible year of practice, and I don't know if we've necessarily gotten the matches that he's needed, but I don't know. He's going to be a tough guy to beat.
Coach Dave Winger joining me here high above the mats, high fidelity. Joe Sinclair is in the house, and we're going to join up with Joe here in a few minutes, and everyone wanting to know his prognostications. The proliferator of the wrestling language. He has been my teacher, and he's learned me stuff, Coach Winger.
Yeah.
I actually know that a chicken wing is
is not just something you eat.
Yeah, well, that's the best part of a chicken wing, unless you're on offense. But, you know, it's good to apply those chicken wings to your belly, too. So, anyway, yeah, Joe, the support that you guys have given us over the course of the last many years, I don't even know how many years it's been, but it's been great. And you know, I've grown with you guys, and it's been a lot of fun. The journey's been great, and I can't wait to get started again next week.
Well, I'm going to just tell you right now, Coach, I got the first takedown of the night.
Yeah.
Top of the bleachers here, I tried the stop, drop, and roll, and I got the momentum going, buddy. I didn't think I was going to stop. I fell down these stairs, the only one in here that, you know, that was a moving, and I got a standing ovation from the Knoxville wrestling team. They were in audience. But takedowns and aggressive, asserting wrestling is how you guys got to where you're at today. Go back a week ago, and you guys were the aggressors. You came out, and you were on your offense.
Yeah, and that's what wins you matches this time of year. So, you know, you don't have to worry about us being on offense. We're looking to score points often, and right from the whistle, right through the end of the match. So, you know, a good example of that was Ben Mason last week. He wrestled right through those three periods, and, you know, it was overtime, and he earned his way to districts here. So that's our identity. We wrestle hard for as long as we can, and we move on.
Bryce Leshin looks like he's got a wrap on the knee, or a compression support on his knee. Coach, he wrestled last week as if there was nothing wrong, and there's a lot to battle through physically, but mentally to get through that. But Bryce is such a fierce competitor.
Yeah, and that'll get him through today. You know, his mindset's incredible, and that knee pad's not going to stay on that knee very long. It'll slide down to his ankle, and he won't care. So, you know, his mind is so tough that, like I said earlier this morning, it's almost, you know, his body doesn't keep up to his mindset. So he'll be okay. He'll wrestle the matches that he needs to wrestle, and in the way that he needs to wrestle them. And hopefully it buys us another week here to get us up to the big show.
Well, his twin brother, they sure act and perform alike, and that's Blake Lawless. They're both cut from the same type of stuff, Coach. And I see Blake down there getting warmed up with Kyle Sinnott. And Blake, to make that descent down to 145, and we talked about this morning, he really is a lean, mean wrestling machine.
Yeah, he is, and he's excited to be here. I like to see smiles on my guys' face, and they're excited to be here, and that's why we're here too, is to have fun. And Blake's ready to go. I'm excited to see how he's gonna. You know, he's this isn't new to him. These big matches aren't new to him. He's played in big football games as well. So, you know, the environment. I'm not too worried about the environment with Blake, but it'll be nice to get that first one out of the way.
Kyle and Zach, two guys. Really, those first matches so important as it is for all of them, but they're really important. And they're two guys that can get the job done, no doubt about it.
Yeah, both against Washington kids, and they're tough. I mean, they're tough. We saw them last Tuesday night at Meepo, and they're coached well, and you know, they always present a problem for us. So those two matchups are going to be critical. Kyle has a kid we haven't seen him before, but you know, we haven't wrestled him before, but we have seen what he's all about. We kind of know we've got a game plan going forward, and it's just the opposite with Nick Oldham. You know, we saw that guy last week, 5-4, so if we can make that happen again, we'll be pretty happy.
Coach, going to be a lot of fun, and we look forward to catching along the mat side and get you on the air throughout the day, and we're looking forward to a big day of wrestling here in Fairfield. Coach Dave Winger, head coach of the Albion Blue Demons.
Thanks, guys.
All right, so we're going to head down to Tumwa and then back over to Fairfield or to Pleasantville to catch up with 1A and 3A. It's Kevin Cochran and Joe Millage are on location. When we come back, you're listening to District Wrestling on your sports leader, KIC.
Let's face it, sooner or later, you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Deals on wheels.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register. Or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
Welcome back, everyone. Fairfield, as we get the next leg on our journey to Wells Fargo Arena. Right now, we're covering two-way over here in Fairfield, but on location with all the 3A coverage is Coach Kevin Cochran. Coach, welcome aboard on this big Wrestling Saturday.
Thank you.
Coach, give us a breakdown of what's going on in Tumwa today. Now, you still have us, Coach. Give us a breakdown of what we expect to see in 3A out of Ottumwa today.
We'll get it back to Coach Kevin Cochran in Ottumwa after a while, but Jason Summers, Joe Sinclair here with you, along with Travis Zappel. He's going to be our mat-side reporter from Fairfield, Iowa, where the Class 2A District Wrestling Championship is going to take place here starting at noon today, folks. And the Albia Blue Demons have got a barn burner lineup. Another addition to it with Storm Little at 106 pounds. Going to take the mat for the Blue Demons with an unexpected departure by Tiger Terpstra from Centerville. And we're working on getting the information from the Centerville staff of what happened to Tiger this week. Could be an illness or an injury. That does happen in wrestling. It's a tough sport. It's tough in practice. It's tough in the competitions.
Well, we're going to have a lot of competition to cover 3A, 2A, and 1A. And we're going to go right to Kevin Cochran now to 3A, and then we'll run back over to 2A. Let's go run to Kevin, who is on location in Ottumwa.
All right. Hey, things are starting to get ready here in Mount Pleasant. Looking to be a big district with eight teams, Keokuk, Iowa City West, Burlington, Iowa City, Fort Madison, Mount Pleasant, and our two own locals, Oskaloosa Indians and the Ottumwa Bulldogs. I'm a little bit different than the districts you guys are looking at. We still got eight-man brackets, so we got tough first-round matches, even tougher quarter-round matches to try to get to them finals and place in that top two to move on to the state tournament. Things look pretty good for the Bulldogs. I'm still waiting on brackets to come out and after the seeding meeting, but the key bracket to watch today is probably 126 pounds. There are four ranked wrestlers. We thought for sure they would move one or two wrestlers up to another bracket, but four ranked wrestlers at 126 pounds with the number one seed in Skylar DeYoung from Oskaloosa, who's looking to seal another trip to the state tournament. But if everything goes right, should be a good day for the Ottumwa Bulldogs and the Oskaloosa Indians.
Kevin Cochran on location in Ottumwa with covering all the 3A action. We'll keep up with him throughout the day. But right now, let's head over to 1A on location. Jay Mill at Pleasantville. Joe, you've had a great start to the morning with all the coaches and catching up with those who have big plans with the big battles today.
That's right. We're going to go right now to Coach Little, who I visited with just a few minutes ago. Got Coach Little here with me, Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont. And, Coach, let me be the, well, hopefully the second person to tell you Happy Valentine's Day today.
Thanks. No, I let my wife sleep in this morning. We haven't talked. Usually it's best on days like these that her and I just keep our distance until it's over.
Okay, well, then I'm the first to tell you Happy Valentine's Day. Good. Coach, I want to get you something for Valentine's Day. It's some wins here in Pleasantville.
Yeah, that would 18 of them would be nice. Let's get in and get out, nine qualifiers, and go back to work tomorrow on Thursday.
How much did the one-point loss sting the team or have any mental effect in going into today's districts?
You know, obviously, you get in a dual meet like that, your goal is to win. I was very proud of the boys. I thought the boys wrestled with a lot of heart and a lot of passion. They came together and fought as a group. On a piece of paper, there was a handful of matches that we won that we probably shouldn't have won if you just go off of a piece of paper. So like I said, we talked about it some Tuesday night, turned the page on Wednesday, and it is what it is. It's over. We got to move forward to achieve our ultimate goal that's still in front of us. That one's just done now.
Coach, last week you said don't count us out. We've had a little adversity, but don't count us out, and you're right. You're advancing 9 here today.
Hopefully when we're done today, we'll be able to take 9 more with us. And like I said, there's highs and lows in every season. There's going to be people that support you, people that doubt you. It is what it is. Ultimately, in our room with our coaching staff and our kids, the only opinions that matter are the ones that are in those four walls. If other people want to support us, great. If they want to doubt us, great. I mean, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't affect what we do.
I know you're looking across the way at Wes Marshall and Sigourney Kyoto, and they're going to be tough today.
Hopefully they beat up on each other a little bit.
We said last week it starts here, but, it also we kind of restart things here. Yeah, if you want to go on to next week, if you want to play in the big arena, you got to win here today.
Well, it's simple right now. There's two kids that are going to go onto the mat, and they both have the same goal and same dream. Which one of them is going to let the other one take theirs from them? It's simple.
Very good, Coach. Well, key to victory today, what are you going to tell your team here in the locker room before you come out?
Just to believe in the preparation, believe in their training, trust their ability, and to realize that your life is on the line as far as advancing your wrestling life for the season's on the line. This first match this morning, you can't have a slow start. You got to just be ready to wrestle.
It's Coach Little. We'll be back with more action live from Mount Pleasant, live from Fairfield, and we're live here in Pleasantville as well. We'll be right back after this commercial timeout.
At the Albia Brewing Company, we specialize in pizzas, sandwiches, appetizers, specially made handcrafted beers with names such as our Black Betty, Coal Miner, Avery Pale Ale, 1889 Red Ale, Soap Creek Shandy, from the light beers to the heaviest, darkest beers, and we make them ourselves right on location. Make sure you call ahead for a carryout pizza. Phone number is 641-932-4085.
Hello, this is Marvin Canute from Cargill Eddyville. Hey, we're pleased to announce that the Cargill Corn Milling Facility in Eddyville is celebrating our 30th anniversary, and we're proud of our accomplishments, and we wish to thank our employees and their families, as well as so many contributors, contractors, suppliers, customers, and community partners for just helping us to be successful. We remain committed to helping Southeast Iowa thrive by supporting local agriculture, education, job growth, and so much more. Here's a fun fact. In 1 year, Eddyville produces about 1.5 million tons of sweet bran used in rations to feed 2.3 million head of cattle, resulting in 1.2 billion pounds of consumable beef. That's enough to feed 24 million people in the United States.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
It's a great time to be a statesman. William Penn University of Oskaloosa offers you all the hospitality of a small community with the diversity and opportunities for growth that you would expect to find at larger state schools. Whether you're in or out of the classroom, on or off the field, William Penn University challenges students to work for success. How can they help you succeed? Visit wmpenn.edu to find out. Then schedule your campus visit today by calling 800-779-PENN. Make a statement. Be a statesman.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Ah, chilly one across the heartland, but it's going to be awfully warm in these gymnasiums around southern Iowa, and we've got you here in Fairfield in Class 2A. Joe Millage over on location in Pleasantville in 1A, and in Mount Pleasant is a Kevin Cochran. So we've got you covered, wall-to-wall coverage. We're going to take you right to the
until they turn the lights out at Wells Fargo Arena. But in order to get to Wells Fargo, you must get through today. And over on location in Pleasantville in 1A is Joe Millage. Joe, buddy, they're warming up here, and it is getting hot in this old gymnasium that's filling up.
Now we're going to be watching a lot of schools here in 1A. Of course, Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont brings the most wrestlers again. Your 1A state champion from last year with nine wrestlers advancing. But Sigourney Kyoto with a one-point loss last week, hot on their trail with eight wrestlers coming in from Sigourney Kyoto. We're going to talk with J.J. Cooper, the five-year head coach at Sigourney. We'll also be following wrestlers from Tri-County, Van Buren, West Marshall, Pleasantville, North Mahaska's here, also Moravia, Linville Sully, Iowa Valley, HLV Victor, and of course Colfax Mingo, Collins, Maxwell, Baxter, Cardinal, Belt Plain, and BGM. Everything gets underway at 1A, 2A, and 3A at sites across Iowa at straight up 12 o'clock, and we'll go all afternoon until we know what wrestlers are advancing to state. I had a chance just a few seconds ago to catch up with Moravia head coach Denny Whitlow in the locker room. Let's roll that right now.
Back in Pleasantville, Coach Whitlow. Coach, congratulations on advancing three, yes. I believe, today. And how did the week go? How do you feel about today?
We had a good week of practice. We went up to Albion and practiced with Coach Winger and the boys, and some good competition for us, something different for them as well. So, you know, we're feeling pretty good about the day. You know, I think the kids are ready, and they're focused, and hopefully we have a good day at the end of it.
What sort of last-minute words of advice would you give your kids before they come out?
You know, we were talking, especially to Quentin and Nick. This is their first time ever making the districts, and I sent them a little text last night and telling them, you know, the biggest
get to bed.
Yeah, right. Biggest wrestling day of their lives here, and finished it with the words "Carpe Diem." So I was just talking to Quentin a little bit ago and said, "Did you get that text?" And I said, "Yeah." And I said, "Did you know what Carpe Diem meant?" And he was like, "No." I said, "So did you research it?" "No." So I had to tell him what it meant. But I think they understand how big this is and how close they are to making the state tournament. And they put the hard work in, so hopefully it rewards them today.
Well, it's nice to have a mentor in Breyer on the team, because he has been there before, multiple times, been here before. Made it to state last year, so he provides good mentorship as well.
Yeah, he's you know, talked to him about what it's like and what today's like, and you know, if you make it past this, what it's like to, you know, even the weigh-ins on next Thursday, and you know, all the preparation that goes into that, and how do you, you know, even the weight management part of it next week. Our 13 pounder this year's had to, you know, Nick's had to really cut some weight to get down there, and had to try to stay focused on that and just kind of explain, hey, next week, you know, it's 3 days in a row you got to make weight, so you're going to have to really start managing that. And so he's been a great leader for those kids, plus everybody else we've had on the team this year.
Coach Denny Whitlow, Coach, you have a coaches meeting right now. We need to let you go. Jason, we'll send it back to you in Fairfield.
And it's Joe and Travis in Fairfield. Jason's working on some of our cabling issues that we've got here at the Fairfield High School Gymnasium. It's the Class 2A District Championship here, Travis. And we haven't talked a lot about the Knoxville Panthers yet, but the gym's got a good representation of Knoxville Panther fans. And you look up and down the lineup, they sent eight wrestlers here, and every one of those eight has got a tough draw.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, it starts out at 113. You know, Ben Woldridge coming in here from Knoxville, and of course he's got to take on against the guy that beat him from Sheraton, Dylan Harberts. But I look at that 113-pound matchup, and Ben's going to be taking on Mitchell Griffin to start out his opening round, 31-8 senior. And Ben better get his gun loaded. He better come with his hammer cocked.
Well, they've got the big boys. It's kind of been their strength all season, the Knoxville Panthers, with Jack Egan at 182, Travis Poffenbarger at 195, and their 285-pound champion, Brock Kavnis. All three of those sectional champions have got double-ranked wrestlers on the other side. So it's going to be a tough day for the Knoxville Panthers, even where they had champions at the sectional in Centerville. A tough draw.
I look at that 195-pound bracket, you know, with Poffenbarger and his first matchup. He's got to take on a 38-2 senior of Brad Scoobel out of Washington. And
Scoobel got beat by Holloway. So
in overtime the other night at the regional match. So
But the Blue Demons, they've got a little bit rosier picture, looks to me like. Blue Demons got a great chance, I think, to advance. All of their champions, all five of them, and you know, Jacob West gonna grapple in there. He's got a He's got a heck of a fun draw. He's got Stephen Holloway's his first go-around.
Right out the bait.
Returning champion, dispatched Carter Isley in the state championship last year. And what a great match that was. And those are the kind of matches that we are going to be bringing to you folks here on 96.7 the next week. It's going to be awesome. We're going to culminate it a week from tonight in Wells Fargo Arena with the state championship finals.
Yeah, and Joe, and I looked through this district here today, and I looked down through the roster, and I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be some guys on this roster that will be standing on that first-place match come next Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have some state champions out of this gymnasium here today. There is no doubt about it. Got a great roster of schools that are participating at the district here today in Fairfield. Albia, Centerville, Sheraton, Davis County, Knoxville, Prairie City, Monroe on the Centerville side. And then you got Columbus Junction, Fairfield, Louisa Muscatine, Mediapolis, Washington, and West Burlington, Notre Dame from the Washington side of the sectionals last week. And we'll send it back to Pleasantville for Joe Millage. And, Joe, you can tell us about the teams that are competing there today in 1A.
Absolutely, and we're going to, in just a second, go back live to Mount Pleasant where Coach Kevin Cochran is standing by to give us another update. We'll go there just in a second or two, but, yeah, we'll be following BGM, Belle Plaine, Cardinal, CMB, Colfax, Mingo, of course, Eddyville, Blakesburg here in force, HLV of Victor, HLV of Victor, Iowa Valley, Linville, Sully, Moravia, North Mahaska, Pleasantville, Tri-County, Van Buren, West Marshall, and Sigourney Kyoto with a strong showing. And we had a lot of fans tuning in last week, and they want to hear a little from J.J. Cooper. And we had a chance to talk to him just a few minutes ago. Matt's side, let's go to Cooper right now. And back down here in Pleasantville, Coach J.J. Cooper, Sigourney Kyoto, Savage Cobras are here in the house. And J.J., you made her to districts, and it all starts again right here.
Yeah, we're here again, and you know, hope they're ready to perform because, you know, a lot of them, they want to go on.
And in your fifth year as a wrestling coach, last year you brought five way up this year. You've got eight advancing here. You had a good week last week at sectionals.
Yeah, they performed very well. You know, we lost Eddyville by 1 point as a team, and they're ready to go.
A little bit of revenge maybe today because some of these matches today will probably be repeats of what we saw last week.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of matchups again, hopefully, in the finals. You know, we've seen a lot of these teams throughout the season, and we just it's all who comes to perform today.
Assume a good week of practice, Coach, but what are some of the last comments you're going to give your wrestlers before we get underway here?
You know, one of the things is they just need to wrestle the whole match. It's not over until the ref raises one of their hands.
That's a great point because we saw some matches that came down to the last couple seconds last week and swung the other direction. Coach Cooper, Sigourney Kyoto, Jason, let's go back live to you in Fairfield.
Welcome back, everyone. High above the mats, high fidelity here from Fairfield. 2A going to get underway here in just a second. But right now, let's run down to Coach Kevin Cochran. He's got 3A coverage. And, Coach, at Mount Pleasant, take it away.
All right. Well, all I can tell you is I'm still waiting on my brackets to come out so I can see where everybody's at. But I took a look at Coach Frew's bracket. Looks like when we get underway in the next 11 minutes, Alec Clark from Potomac will be on mat 3. But there's always some interesting moves this time of year. You know, example, Isaiah Cox from Ottumwa, who had wrestled 182 all year, made the transition and decided to weigh in at 195 today because there were two ranked wrestlers ahead of him at 182. So I think he's looking for a chance to punch his ticket. And he did get a number one seed at 195, so we'll see how he'll adapt to the weight change. There were a few shifts throughout, and once I get those brackets and get a chance to look them over real well, I'll give you a better update. But as far as the way the Bulldogs and the Oscars, the Indians look, I think we've got a good shot at getting several of these Southern Iowa kids to the well.
Push this button right here. Coach so Kevin Cochran on location and covering the Class 3A coverage. And Joe Millage on 2A or in 1A in Pleasantville. And we're here in Fairfield. When we come back, we're going to break down all that's going to take place right in front of these Matt's in front of us here in Fairfield. When we come back, you're listening to District Wrestling on your Sports Leader, KIC.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Get your Hoyt bow and accessories at Bluff Creek Archery, 117 Washington Avenue East, Albia, Iowa.
Discover the unlimited ways you can stay in stone. Honoring the memory of a loved one with an enduring monument is a timeless tradition. More than simply stone, a memorial serves to remind all the time shared and moments cherished. Senate Pirschbacher Monument is available to help you choose the perfect monument to honor your loved ones. Senate Pirschbacher, your full-service funeral home, is locally owned and operated. Hometown service and care when you need it the most. Contact Bob at 641-932-5197 and let him serve you in the time of need.
30 years of research and design makes Oakley Sunwear a standout when looking for durable and functional sunglasses. Oakley prides themselves on the high quality of their lenses, their UV protection, impact protection, and the construction of their frames, each component adding up to produce one clear, sharp image, no matter what the conditions. Penn Central Eye Clinic in Oskaloosa has just received an update to their Oakley inventory, so now's your chance to find your perfect fit and join the Oakley Fan Club. Stop in and see them at the Penn Central Mall, Penn Central Eye Clinic, Oskaloosa. Here are this week's specials at your Albia Hy-Vee. One dozen wrapped roses, $19.99. Oreo cookies, $1.99, limit two. Hy-Vee bacon, 1 pound, $2.98. Jack's Original Pizza, 4 for $10. Hamburger Helper, 77 cents. Hot Pockets or Lean Pockets, just $1.88. That's your Albia Hy-Vee, proud sponsors of Albia Athletics.
You've got heavy-duty jobs to do. That's why the premium John Deere 3R and 4R series compact utility tractors are for you. Machines built for tough chores. You'll appreciate the comfort and control on these premium John Deere tractors that let you get more done in the day. Visit your local dealer and see how John Deere quality feels, making your work easier. That's how we run, and nothing runs like a Deere. Visit online at SinclairTractor.com. Sinclair Tractor, striving to earn your business every day.
You've no doubt heard about metal roofing. Perhaps you've even thought about replacing the roof on your home with a metal roof. Hi, I'm Jim Vanderbeek. The Proline Building Company has been installing metal roofs for more than 20 years, and we can proudly say that thousands of metal roofs throughout Iowa bear the Proline name, and that means quality. Let's talk today about the benefits of a metal roof. Visit our website at iowadreambuilder.com.
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
They're filling in the old gym here in Fairfield as we bring you this 2A coverage. Coach Kevin Cochran down in Mount Pleasant with the 3A. We're going to, of course, keep you updated all day long. So no matter who you're rooting for today, we've got you covered. Wall-to-wall coverage in district wrestling as we make our next stop along the journey to Wells Fargo Arena. Over in 1A, over in Pleasantville right now, Joe Millich on location. This place, the seats are getting hard to find.
And they are announcing and introducing the wrestlers right now here at Pleasantville. And it is the opportunity here in Pleasantville for Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont, who took the Class 1A title last year at Wells Fargo Arena. It's their opportunity to defend that title, and they are here in mass, gentlemen. So we'll be checking in with over 30-some teams today between 1A, 2A, and 3A that we'll be highlighting. And, hey, if you're tuned in today and listening, we want to hear from you. Send us a text at 641-799-1437. 799-1437. Let us know what team you're rooting for, or what wrestler you're rooting for, or where you're checking in from. For now, though, let's leave Pleasantville in 1A, where we're getting ready for National Anthem, and head back down Highway 34 to Fairfield. Here's Jason, Joe, and Travis.
And here at Fairfield, the gym is filling up, as Jason alluded to, and we've got our mat-side reporter. That's Travis Zappel, and he's down with Albia assistant coach Daryl Schofield. What do you have to say there, Travis and Daryl?
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Down here, I'm talking to Daryl. Daryl, what do you think today? What's your prediction, and what are you looking for some key matchups?
Well, we're really excited about our opportunities today, and we've got eight guys here today with the addition of Storm coming into the tournament. and we're healthy today, and that's always a positive. And I think our guys are just really ready to go to get on the mat and show what we're able to do today.
Yeah, we never really heard what happened with Terpstra. Have you heard any comment or what was going on there?
Yeah, he's been sick since Tuesday and has lost a lot of weight and hasn't been able to keep anything down, and they just felt it was probably wise to keep him out of the tournament today.
Well, good. Congratulations to Storm for being able to make it in on an alternate. But he adds to the other seven guys here, and Storm's got to come in with his hammer cocked here in this first round.
Yeah, he's going to have a tough one here right off the bat. But, you know, at this point in the season, they're all tough. And if you don't perform today, it really doesn't matter what the rest of the season had in store for you.
What do you think, Carter Isley, 220 pounds, what's his bracket look like today?
I would say pretty good for us.
How about Bryce? Bryce, healthy today. How's he feeling?
Bryce is feeling probably as good as he has since before the first of the year, and he's ready to go. He's excited and to prove what he's capable of doing today.
Blake at 145, how's his bracket look?
I would say Blake should be the favorite coming in. He'll have some good matches probably, but I think he's probably the better wrestler of the four.
All right, folks, there it is. Darryl Schofield giving us his rundown for what's going to happen today. Send it to you, Joe.
Hey, that is a great job there by Darryl Schofield, and we want to thank the Pete Harkness Auto Group for bringing that interview to you. And we got great sponsors that are bringing this wrestling action to you folks here. We're 2A here in Fairfield. We've got the 3A action from Mount Pleasant. Kevin Cochran covering that for 96.7. And in Class 1A, it's up at Pleasantville, where defending champion Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont is competing. And if you're getting ready, folks, we got 3 minutes until the wrestling's going to start. Call your friends, call your buddies that may not be listening on 96.7. We got this great, big, huge footprint on 96.7. But if that's not big enough, we're clear across the globe on the World Wide Web at KIICradio.com. So when we send it back to the station here for a commercial break right now while we do our national anthem, that'll give you folks a chance to call your friends and let them know we're wrestling in Iowa.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register. Or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, 641-932-3171. Eric Powers at GNP Insurance.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at DeweyMotor.com.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit?
Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
96.7 KIIC, Albia, Iowa. The mothership of wrestling coverage in southern Iowa, and it has landed here in Fairfield, in Mount Pleasant, and in Pleasantville as we bring you this district coverage. Storm Lil going to take the mat here at 106 for Albia. Sitting next to me, the one and only, Joe Sinclair. Joe, Storm Lil gets here, and unfortunately, Tiger Terpstra of Centerville is not able to be here, and our condolences go out to Centerville and, of course, to Tiger for not being able to make it.
We're wrestling right now at 106 pounds, and the replacement for Tiger Terpstra from Centerville, and once again, our condolences go out to him, is Albie's own Storm Little. Storm gets caught in a Kelly move here to start this thing up. Does a nice job getting to his base, but nice job there powering over by his opponent, Josh Keller, second ranked in class 106 pounds. Locks him up with a double chicken wing, and 35 seconds into it, it's a pin for Josh Keller from Columbus Junction over Storm Little from Albia. So that's how it starts here, folks. The Albia Blue Demon substitute wrestler comes in here at 106 pounds, puts up a pretty good fight, but real good wrestler there from Columbus Junction gets the mat.
On that north mat, Gabe Rupke of Sheraton is going at it. He's Alex Lacham of Washington. And right now it is Gabe Rupke of Sheraton out in front here. He's got a takedown, working his way to the top.
Want to thank the folks at Lucas County Health Center bringing you this Sheraton match. And that's Lucas County Health Center, where dedication equals results. It's Gabe Rupke from Sheraton with a 2-0 lead over Alex Lacham from Washington. Lacham comes in with a 22-9 record for the Demons of Washington, while the Charger from Sheraton, Gabe Rupke, freshman with a 21-3 record on the season, covers his opponent on the top.
Got that cradle if he was trying to get the cradle set in. Still riding high. Gets back and settles to his base. Does a good job of bringing him back down to the mat. 28 seconds to go in this opening period, and Rupke doing a great job, Joe Sinclair.
Rupke's riding on top. He got the first period takedown over Lacham from Washington. If you're just joining us, folks, this is Class 2A District Wrestling action from the Fairfield High School Gymnasium, where Sheraton's Gabe Rupke is on the mat against Alex Lacham from Washington. A 2-0 lead as we conclude through the final seconds of the first period here. The top two wrestlers from each weight division here in Class 2A will advance to the state meet Thursday at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines.
On the south side of the gymnasium at 113, Ben Woolridge of Knoxville. He's on the mat taking on Mitchell Griffin of a Columbus community. And a takedown right away by Griffin. Griffin out in front, 2-0. 48 seconds to go in this opening period. Rupke for Sheraton on the 106 mat. On the north side, he's out in front, 2-0. Sheraton fans, Rupke really got a nice start and really controlled the first period. And he's covering to begin the second.
Washington's Lacham in that 106-pound match had the choice. He took down to start the second period. So Rupke covers him, and he's riding him hard right now with a crossbody ride in on the left side. He's got the left leg in on the right side now of the Washington wrestler. Rupke on top of this one, 2-0, 1:30 to go here in the second period. Now Rupke trying to lock up an outside cradle. To the outside, locks it up.
Oh, he's
gets the elevation, tilts, and is going to get some back points out of this. It's a pinning combination for Gabe Rupke with a minute 20 to go in the second period. It's a 5 count. Now Rupke, with the cradle locked up tight, has to give it up, though, because there was a good kick out by Lasham from Washington. But it is a 3-point near fall. 5-0 the score now at 106 pounds. Sheraton's Gabe Rupke on top.
On the 113 mat, Ben Woolridge trails Mitchell Griffin now at 4-0. Griffin able to get a couple of back points after the takedown, and he'll go to the second period, leading Ben Woolridge of Knoxville. Woolridge 23-23 on the season, a junior. But let's get back to Gabe Rupke. 50 seconds to go in that second period, out in front, 5-0.
Rupke riding with the legs with 45 seconds to go in the second period and a 5-0 lead over Alex Lacham from Washington. Now Rupke gets off the legs, tries to work a chicken wing in on the left side, gets his feet out front. Now he's going to try a tilt. He's got the tilt
working.
He's
got it over, Joe.
And he's got the tilt working. He can't quite get it long enough. There was a 1 count. He needs a 2 count to score that near fall, but he's still got the tilt locked up. It's a T-bar on the left side for Gabe Rupke. He's wrestling Alex Lacham from Washington with 20 seconds to go in the second period. A 5-0 lead for Rupke. Now Rupke tries to get off of that tilt. Tries to work an outside cradle again. Nice stand-up attempt there by
He's been aggressive with that outside cradle and hasn't been able to get it finished, but he's been the absolute aggressor in this match.
He scored 3 points from the top there, and that's huge in championship advanced wrestling. He's got the 5-0 lead. He can take down now, and he does, and he'll be able to try to score some points off the bottom, but he decides to take neutral at the last second.
Well, over on the 113 matchup, Ben Woolridge trails now 4-0. He chose the neutral position to begin the second period. Still trailing 4-0. Here's a shot in there by Griffin. Fought off, and Woolridge now grabs the back leg. He's going to look to try to get his own takedown here. Woolridge from Knoxville trailing 4-0. Has the head in the hole. He's trying to get a turn. He does bring him down. Working his way over. Gets the leg across. Elevates. Still no takedown given. As his opponent, Mitchell Griffin, gets back to his feet. Wizard put in there, but Woolridge still hanging on to that that back leg as Rupke continues to be in the lead over here at 106.
Sheraton six-pounder Gabe Rupke is leading his opponent, Alex Lasher from Washington, by the score of 5-0. The wrestler started this third period in the neutral position. That was Rupke's choice, and we got a stalemate over here at 106 pounds. At 113, Knoxville's got
A takedown right at the edge of the mat. Woolridge gets a takedown. Now he trails 4-2. 15 seconds to go, second period. Does a good job of bringing his opponent, Griffin, from Columbus County back down to the mound. 8 seconds, going to try to write him out here in the second period to make it just a takedown away from tying things up. And the second period will come to an end here as Ben Woolridge gets a takedown in that second period right at the edge of the mat and will find himself trailing just by two. Griffin chose the neutral position from Columbus Community in the second period. Woolridge chooses neutral here to begin the third.
We'll keep it right there with you, Jason. We've got a blood timeout here for Gabe Rupke at 106. So at 113 pounds, it's Woolridge from Knoxville, Griffin from Columbus Junction. 4-2 there.
Pummeling at the middle of the mat, starting in neutral position. 1:43 to go, third period, 4-2. Woolridge trails, Woolridge of Knoxville trails Griffin from Columbus Community. Let's get back to Rupke. Rupke in action here with 57 seconds to go in the third period.
He's going to win this match if he can hold on. It's a 5-0 lead for Gabe Rupke. He's the Sheraton Charger out there against Alex Latch from Washington, trying to advance to the finals of this district at 106 pounds. The wrestlers are on their feet. A shot in there by Rupke. Nice sprawl by Latcham. And we've got a stalemate with 38 seconds to go. Rupke's got his nose packed with gauze there and cotton. Had a bloody nose there for a delay. And there's a nice ankle pick in there by Rupke. A sprawl attempt by Latcham is too late. And Rupke gets behind, gets the two. 7-0 with 28 seconds to go.
Oh, we got a dandy over here at 113. Ben Woolridge of Knoxville trails 4-2, 1 minute to go in the third period, and only 20 seconds left in Rupke's match. Let's go back over there, but we're 4-2 over here. Ben Woolridge trailing by two with a minute to go.
We'll probably just take it to you folks over there in just a second. It's a 7-0 lead for Gabe Rupke. He will win and advance at 106 pounds. Gabe Rupke, 7. Lashing from Washington, 0. Back to 113 pounds, Knoxville, Woolridge.
Woolridge trails by a takedown. 40 seconds and counting. He's had a couple of shots here in the third period. Hasn't been able to finish. Has the underhook, tries to do the shuck, and then the go-by, but you're going to go off the edge of the mat. 30 seconds to go here. At 113, Ben Woolridge of Knoxville trails by two. And we're going to get to 120 here in just a second as Albie and Sheraton will both have wrestlers on the mat. Here's a shot in there. Griffin grabs the ankle of Woolridge. Woolridge trailing by a takedown, 23 seconds to go, trying to get a win for Knoxville. The Griffin has a single leg, and he'll finish it with a takedown. And Mitchell Griffin will from Columbus Community will get the takedown, 13 seconds to go, and he's going to hold on to get the win. And that will be a win for Mitchell Griffin of Columbus Community. Let's go over to 1A action, where Joe Millage is on location as we continue to move along here in district coverage. Jay Mill, take it away.
This update brought to you by Leffler Dirt Works. See Chad Leffler in Eddyville. A couple updates quickly here in 106. It was Tanner Ray getting beat by Hunter Fonts of West Marshall. So Fonts will advance, Tanner Ray with an opportunity to wrestle back. Also, Tyler Strasser from North Mahaska had only lost 4 bouts on the season in 106. Tyler Strasser, North Mahaska, has just lost his 5th match as he gets beat by Josh Dunsbergen from Linville Sully. So again, it'll be Fonts and Dunsbergen going at it in the next round in 106. Right now we have for Eddyville Blakesburg out on the mat in period 2. It's Adam Proctor, currently up by 1 point over Cole Nickel of Linville Sully. It's a 1-point spread. Let's go back live to Fairfield.
20, Zach Oldham on the mat for the Blue Demons. And also in 120 action, we're going to keep an eye on Michael Cope of Centerville. But right now, it is Zach Oldham on the mat here at 120. Here's a shot in there by Oldham. Couldn't get to that far leg of reach. Just underway, 30 seconds to go. And Zach Oldham, what a tremendous wrestler. Not a, he's just a young wrestler, Joe, but tremendous wrestler. But you've got a match over there at 113 as well.
We got Dylan Harvest from Sheraton in a great match being brought to you folks by Pipers on the Square in Sheraton. And Dylan Harvest has got a buzzsaw. He's got Andrew Waite from Washington out there. And Waite comes out, takes him down with a nifty little double leg, moves right up to a half Nelson, and he's got Dylan Harbers on his back. It's a 5-point move, and Dylan Harbers is fighting for his continuation of this season on his back, chest to chest. It's Andrew Waite from Washington, and he locks it up and pins Dylan Harbers from Sheraton in 1 minute 45 seconds.
Zach Oldham on the mat here for Albia at 120, 53 seconds to go, no score, opening period. This contest brought to you by Proline Buildings, Cargill, Winstream, and William Penn in Oskaloosa. Zach Oldham at 120, 45 seconds to go. Oldham has had a couple of shots, just not able to finish. Went for the far leg grab, not able to complete. They'll pummel near the center of the mat here. Oldham, 120-pound wrestler for the Blue Demons. Just a freshman. Boy, a good-looking freshman. But he is a freshman in years in high school, but he has had a lot of experience in wrestling. This is a young man that has paved his way in the
really
youth
a match,
ranks.
Really a match that if Zach Oldham expects to go to the state tournament as a freshman, that he's got to win right here, folks. Kyle Anderson from Washington went up against ranked Brennan Swaffer from Minneapolis in the sectional championship on the other side at Washington. And this Kyle Anderson is a good kid. He's got 28 wins on the year. And he's a tough one. And
Oldham has got the single leg, but he's going to run out of time in this first period. Went in, got a nice shot in there. Just ran out of time.
Ran out of time there. And a scoreless tie as a freshman in the district meet. That's probably okay if you're the coach sitting down there. Okay, let's go to the second period with a tie.
Steve and Darlene Maddie checking in to say, go Albia, go Big Blue on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you wherever you're listening at and who you're rooting for today. In district action, 641. 799-1437, 799-1437. Odom starts the down position, begin the second period. This second period brought to you by Sinclair Tractor and Bluff Creek Archery in Albia.
Want to let you Centerville, Big Red fans, let you know Michael Cope on the mat with Brennan Swafford, that talented Minneapolis wrestler, and Swafford with a nifty toss move gets Michael Cope onto his back, and it's going to be a first period pin for Brennan Swafford over Michael Cope from Centerville. Bottom side of the bracket at 120 pounds here in Fairfield.
Zach Oldham tried to sit out switch right at the edge of the mat and could not get it completed. And he starts in the down position here, 133 to go, second period. Now grabs the back leg of his opponent, trying to work his way around to get a reversal here. But holding on tight.
At 126 pounds, it's going to be Noah Coatney from Centerville, back-to-back Centerville wrestling action against Minneapolis. And this time, it's the brother of Brennan Swafford. It's Shea Swafford from Minneapolis against Noah Coatney from Centerville at class 2A, 126 pounds.
Zach Oldham here with no score. Second period, he began the second period in a down position. Tried to do a sit-out again, but a great cover there by Kyle Anderson of Washington. And now Anderson has those back legs crossed over. And still riding tough here, 53 seconds to go. Oldham's going to have to get out here. Important period here for Zach Oldham in 120.
Before we send it over to Pleasantville for an update at Class 1A with Joe Miller, I just want to tell you folks that Shea Swafford takes down Noah Coatney here in the first period. So the score of that match is 2-0, 126 pounds here at 120. It is going to be Zach Oldham and Kyle Anderson scoreless off the mat with 37 seconds in the second period remaining. Joe, what's happening in Pleasantville?
Here's your 30-second update brought to you by Albia Hy-Vee. It was Adam Proctor from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont advancing with the win over Cole Nickel from Linville Sully at 113. He'll go up against Nicholas Martin from Moravia, and it'll be Proctor and Martin. It'll be Eddyville against Moravia in 113 for your first for your championship bout here in Pleasantville. Back live to you in Fairfield.
Zach Oldham started this period in the down position. No score here at 120. Zach Oldham.
Zach
continue to be ridden hard here, 14 seconds.
Here. He's got 10 seconds. He needs to make a big move here, a stand-up switch, something big, a Granby roll. Got to do something here to try and score off the bottom. But he's going to run out of time, and it's still going to be no score going to the third period. And Zach Oldham's got a tall order now. He's got to hang on and cover Brennan Swafford from, or excuse me, Kyle Anderson from Washington for 2 minutes.
Well, Anderson, tough rider on top right there, just took a two-minute ride with Zach Oldham, and that's a win definitely for Washington's Kyle Anderson. He's going to be cut here. So we're going to have a release, and that's going to be a 1-0 lead here for Anderson.
Noah Cody from Centerville gets an escape here at 126 pounds and makes score 2-1, but a nice single leg in there by Shea Swafford from Minneapolis. So it's going to be 4-1 now as we go through the closing seconds. First period, 126. Coatney Centerville 1, Swafford Minneapolis 4.
Here's a shot by Anderson on the single leg as Oldham trying to whizzer out of this. He trails here 1-0. Anderson of Washington out in front here. Zach Oldham here, 1:30 to go in this third and final period. A deep single leg that's going to turn into a crossover and a takedown there by Washington's Anderson. And now Oldham trails here 3-0, 1:20 to go in the third period.
Coaches need to tell Oldham that he's been taken down because he doesn't know that he's been taken down yet. And he needs to just give that up and try to get to this base and score some points.
Anderson rode Oldham out that entire second period. Oldham trying to get to his base. But now, a really deep ride there by Anderson.
Little sign of frustration there from Zach Oldham. That Anderson kid rode him very, very tough in the second period. Now we got a stall call against Anderson. And that was what Zach Oldham was looking for with 52 seconds to go. He trails 3-0. He's got to bust out of there, get an escape and a takedown, try to tie this thing up and get it to sudden victory.
Underway here at 120. Oldham gets to his feet, trying to get the hand separated. He gets the separation. 3-1. Oldham trails here. 45 seconds to go. Zach on the attack, trying to make the aggressing.
Well, he's pushing Anderson around on the mat, and Anderson backing up. It's already been called for stalling once, and with 37 seconds to go, this thing's far from over. Zach Oldham, a takedown away from extending this thing to sudden victory, or a takedown and some back points maybe to win it in regulation.
Oldham trying to make his shot here. He's got 30 seconds to go here. Getting some instruction from the corner, trying to get him to turn the corner here. Oldham with Anderson's both knees were on the mat here. Now Oldham drops down.
Very good defensive wrestling there by Kyle Anderson. Not backing up, but not giving anything up.
Oldham on the attack here. 15 seconds and counting. Here's a shot. A sprawl out by Anderson. Now Oldham trying to go around the right side.
And Anderson's going to be able to stall his way through the finals.
And Oldham trying to do a step over and can't get it. 2 seconds and one. And Anderson of Washington is going to get the win. And Zach Oldham will hope for a wrestle back here at 120. Let's get over here to 126 where Centerville's Nathan Coatney's on the mat. Trailing 4-1 over Shea Swafford of Minneapolis.
And just takes it out of you to see Zach Oldham from Albia wrestle his guts out there. A tough loss there. Kyle Anderson from Washington did a nice job. He got the win.
Second period rideout was just absolutely huge.
But here at 126 pounds, we've got Noah Coatney from Centerville in a 5-1 matchup against Shea Swafford from Minneapolis. Swafford on his feet against Coatney. Swafford with a 5-1 lead. Centerville Big Reds are proud to be sponsored today by Albia Brewing. Agrivision down there also proud to sponsor the Centerville Big Reds. We got 13 seconds left here, folks, in the second period at 126 pounds. Excuse me, 126 pounds. Noah Coatney from Centerville. Shea Swafford from Minneapolis. Oh, there's a nifty little job in there by Swafford. Gets a dresser dump. Dumps Noah Coatney to his back and pins him with 2 seconds left in the second period. And, folks, that was a big muscle move there by Shea Swafford from Minneapolis to get those bonus pinpoints for the Minneapolis Bulldogs. It's Swafford from Minneapolis over Coatney from Centerville. A pin in the fashion of 3 minutes, 58 seconds.
Still in action here at 126 pounds. Tristan Clark of PCM taking on Austin Hazlett of Washington.
That's over here on
no
the
score.
East mat. On the west mat, we've got a 132-pound match.
That's going to be Irwin, buddy.
Brad Irwin down there trying to punch his ticket to the Wells Fargo Arena, and we're going to love bringing that match by the Pete Harkness Auto Group. General Manager Steve Bunch and his crew know that you need to drive and everything's better at Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville. Better value, quality, service. That's Pete Harkness Auto Group on Highway 5 in Centerville. You can see their complete inventory online at PeteHarknessAutoGroup.com.
DD and Rita checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line. They say, go Kyle Sennett, and Kyle Sennett will be coming up here just in a few moments, folks. We're at 132 with Sennett at 138. Go Demons, Gina, Jorn, Nathan, and Brian Crawl listening at home, and we want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line. Send us a text, 641-799-1437. Let's get back to Bradley Irwin.
He's on his feet
his way to Wells Fargo
in a scoreless tie 1 minute gone here, first period action. A couple of shots have been exchanged by Irwin from Centerville and Austin Leopard from Louisa Muscatine. Austin Leopard now shoves Brad Irwin off the mat, and he's back to the center of the mat with exactly 1 minute to go. Whistle restart by the official. Ankle pick by Irwin. He's in there deep. Rolls it up,
nice
gets the two-point takedown, moves up, tries to put a half Nelson in, but a nice job by Leopard getting to his base after a nifty ankle pick takedown by Brad Irwin. Now Brad Irwin puts the legs in. He's got the crossbody right in there. Now
back.
He chins him back. Can't quite get the shoulders to the mat, but it's Brad Irwin riding tough here with 35 seconds to go. A 2-0 lead, a nifty ankle pick takedown there for Brad Irwin at 132 pounds for the Centerville Big Reds.
45 wins on the season for Irwin. Just a... just an absolutely tremendous senior season here, 45-7, trying to get his way back to Wells Fargo Arena. He's doing a great job riding top and tough. 2-0 here, Irwin, 12 seconds to go.
Irwin, the Big Red, he's going to get through this first period with a 2-0 lead as they run out of time. And speaking of the Big Reds, you know, I heard you say Dee Dee and Rita calling in. There's a couple of nice redheads there. I've always been partial to the redheads, and that's a nice pair of them there.
Go Demons! The text rolling in here on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. But right now, we want to hear from Joe Millage down in Pleasantville in 1A coverage.
1A coverage, we're at 126, and it looks like Briar Cochran just started his match, but let's get you caught up here. This update brought to you by Sheraton Vision and Ottumwa Vision. 6 months, no interest, no payments on your next set of glasses or frames. It was Cole Needham at 120 from West Marshall. He goes 39-4 now on the season. He beats Nick Ives from Sigourney Kyoto with a pin. And Eddieville Blakesburg advances to the championship round in 120 with Alex Hanna, a pin with 19 seconds left in the match over Dakota Henry from Belle Plaine. Right now, Jacob Krako from Iowa Valley is leading Dakota Boyer from Eddieville Blakesburg 4-2 in the last period of that match. And Breyer and Hennick. Briar Cochran and Hennick from CMB of Baxter are scoreless in the first period. Let's go back live to you down Highway 34 in Fairfield.
Let's go Gabe at 106 and Dylan at 113. Carter Isaac at 220. And Bryce Leshen from the Cadells checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. And right now, Bradley Irwin is doing his thing.
He's got this ladle in, and that was a pin for Brad Irwin. With
Wowzer.
He had the crossbody right in on the right side, cast himself over, got the ladle locked up, and pins him 28 seconds into the second period. That pin brought to you by the Sennett Piercebacher Funeral Home. Call Bob Sennett at 922-519-5197 for your special time.
That will make Rod and Lori Bogle in Centerville, who just checked into the Southern Iowa Technology text line. That'll make them really happy with a big old smile as Centerville gets the win out of Bradley Irwin. And here comes Kyle Sennett. Put the hammer down. Kyle from Bob Sennett and of Sennett Piercebacher Funeral Home.
And want to say also that this is an important match for Kyle Sennett, much like Oldham's match was. He's got to get this one here if he's got a reasonable expectation to go into state. He's got Trey Van Wilden from Washington. Van Wilden, 30-7 on the season. He's up against Kyle Sennett from Albia, 30-14 on the season. 138-pounders on their feet here in the Fairfield gym at Class 2A District Semifinal Wrestling.
A couple of sophomores will see each other many times over the years, and Kyle Sennett. Right now for the Blue Demons, the pedigree that is the Sennett name is synonymous for wrestling.
Sennett with a front headlock in right now. Gets hand control on the right side. Gets off the elbow now, and he's got the front headlock locked up. They're going to call stalemate with 82 ticks left in this first period. It's Kyle Sennett in a scoreless tie with Trey Van Wilden from Washington.
Mark and Jolene Eugen listening in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Right now, Kyle Sennett for Albia, 138, trying to get a win here and move on. Here's a deep shot in there by...
Great ankle pick there and a little dump by Van Wilden, and he is not quite got the takedown yet, but Kyle Sennett in a very precarious position trying to whizzer his way out of a deep shot there by Van Wilden from Washington. Now Van Wilden gets back on the legs.
Great job of kicking out of it. If he can just keep kicking. He can't get out of it.
Yeah, Kyle Sennett with a great movement there. Tried to kick out of it and then do a sit out. But a nice job by Van Wilden. Settling back onto the hips. Gets the two-point takedown. Takes the lead 2-0. 44 seconds remain. Kyle Sennett fighting off the bottom now. Trying to score from the bottom.
At 126, Tristan Clark of PCM out in front 4-2 over Austin Hazlett of Washington. We'll keep an eye on that 126 matchup. But all of our focus right now is on Kyle Sennett of Albia. Wrestling at 138. Trailing here 2-0.
They're off the mat.
38 seconds to go, first period.
They're off the mat, so we'll reset it. There's a chin back on a sit-out attempt by Kyle Sennett, and Trey Van Wilden is getting back points on Kyle Sennett on a sit-out attempt, switch gone bad. A nice chin back there by Van Wilden. Now he gets chest-to-chest with 25 seconds against Kyle Sennett. Kyle Sennett in a little bit of trouble here at 138 pounds. He's on his back. Trey Van Wilden from Washington has got a tight chest-to-chest lockup here after a chin back on a sit-out switch attempt. Now a reverse half locked in there by Van Wilden. Nice job bridging by Sennett. He's not giving this thing up. With 7 seconds to go, Kyle Sennett fighting for his life right here.
3 seconds and counting in this opening period, and Kyle Sennett's going to survive, and what an effort there by Sennett to survive that. That was a nearly three back points earned, but that could have easily been a fall.
You know, in a football game, when the coaches are stealing signals, sometimes you wonder how they knew what play was coming up, and that there looked to me like Trey Van Wilden knew what was going to happen.
This
there.
Just coming in, Cochran with a pin over in Pleasantville for Moravia. We're going to go to Joe Millage real quick. Jay Mill, tell us how it happened.
This update brought to you by Double D Repair. See Dustin Dowdy for all your repair. With 3 minutes and 5 seconds gone by, Cochran was up 8-1 over his opponent, Jake Hennick from CMB. He gets the win, Jason, and as a junior goes to 40-2 on the season. He'll go up against Jacob Krakow, who got the win over Dakota Boyer of Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. So it'll be Krakow and Cochran in the championship at 126 back live to you.
Well, deep double leg takedown here by Van Wilden, and Kyle Sennett
now 7-0, and we knew this was going to be a tough match for Kyle coming in, but looked like Washington really had Kyle Sennett scouted very, very well, because Kyle's go-to move there, that sit-out switch, Van Wilden was waiting for it. He just kind of let Kyle sit out and then underhooked him, chinned him back, and Cat Quick got that big three-point near fall at the end of the first period. That's been three of the scoring and a couple takedowns to go with it. It's a 7-0 lead for Van Wilden over Sennett from Albia.
On the other 132 mat over here to the south side, Xavier Miller is going at it with Cody McNeil of Minneapolis. No score just underway on the 132 matchup. But right now, Kyle Sennett trailing 7-0, 55 seconds to go, second period.
Sennett on the bottom. He's being broken down by Trey Van Wilden from Washington. Van Wilden trying to work a T-bar right there. Looks like he's going to try to work a tilt off of that T-bar. Nice job there by Kyle Sennett kicking out of it, but he can't get to his base. Van Wilden's going to get off of that T-bar and try to lock up a cradle on the outside. Van Wilden from Washington been bringing the action to Kyle Sennett here at this 138-pound semifinal match at the districts in Fairfield. Class 2A wrestling action for you folks here on 96.7. Albie's Kyle Sennett, 30-14 on the season, running into a buzzsaw here from Washington. That's Trey Van Wilden. He leads 7-0. Van Wilden tries to work from the top with the chicken wing on the left side. He's got Kyle Sennett broken down. Now he gets off of that chicken wing, tries to work the T-bar. That's been a common theme here for Van Wilden working on the top. Kyle Sennett needs to get to his base, but there's time running out here in the second period. And it's going to be going to the third period, a 7-0 deficit for Kyle Sennett.
Cody McNeil from Minneapolis leads 2-0 over Xavier Miller, PCM at 132, and that of course, with all of our listeners listening out throughout the southern part of the state, they'll want to know from PCM. It's Miller trailing now. Cody McNeil of Minneapolis, 2-0 at 132. Kyle Sennett trailing 7-0 here, third period. Starts in the down position, covered by Van Wilden. Van Wilden, boy, he is so tough on top.
Yeah, and he did a great job after that takedown in the second period of riding Kyle. Kind of made me think maybe Kyle would take that neutral position, but Kyle Sennett's got his hands full here. He's being ridden hard by that tough 138-pound wrestler from Washington, Trey Van Wilden. It's a couple of demons going at it, folks. The Albia Blue Demons, Kyle Sennett. The Washington, I guess they'd be the regular demons, Jason. And now Van Wilden gets a stall warning there. But he's got a 7-point lead with a minute and 15 to go in this match. He can probably afford to do a little bit of stalling. Now there he is. He's working from the top now. Now he tries to work the chicken wing on the left-hand side on Kyle Sennett from Albia. Sennett with the base now.
Xavier Miller taking on Cody McNeil of Minneapolis. And 2-1 here is McNeil leads, but I think there's a scoring mistake. I don't know if they're going to give him a reversal on that. I think they're going to give him a two-point reversal, so we'll wait on that, and that would tie things up. But right now, it is Kyle Sennett of Albia, 138 trailing. Trey Van Wilden of Washington, 7-0. Van Wilden out in front here, final 35 seconds of this matchup here at 138.
Nice little Granby roll try there by Kyle Sennett, but Trey Van Wilden does a nice job getting off the hips, catches him when he comes back around, gets right back on him, and now it's Kyle Sennett back down on his stomach trying to fight to his base and get a score here to make something happen at 138 pounds, but looks like it's going to be just a little bit too much Trey Van Wilden from Washington today at 138 pounds. 10 seconds left. He will advance to the championship by a score of 7-0 over Kyle Sennett. And there's the last tick. Great
still,
season for Kyle Sennett.
Absolutely. He's still got a wrestlebacks.
He's got a chance for a wrestleback.
He's got a root on Van Wilden, no doubt about that. But Kyle Sennett's going to find himself have to be a fan of Van Wilden now as Van Wilden wins 7-0. And that's going to bring out a 145. The guy that made the transition down to 145, the Bulldog, Blake Lawless of Alb. He's going to take the mat, same mat as his teammate. Actually, they're going to walk him down the other mat here in Knoxville.
Cody Ray Smith of Knoxville is going to be taking on Mason Buster on the other side of that 138-pound match. And it doesn't get any easier for Cody Ray Smith than it was for Kyle Sennett. That Mason Buster is a tough 43-win junior for the Mediapolis Bulldogs. And top-ranked wrestler there for Mediapolis, Mason Buster. He's been in the top two or three all season long. And
here at 132, Xavier Miller from PCM is really giving Cody McNeil a battle here. McNeil out in front 2-1, but Xavier Miller has absolutely rode McNeil this entire second period. There's a sit-out switch as Miller started this covering of McNeil.
Right now. Yeah, McNeil from Mediapolis with the 2-1 lead there. Cody Ray Smith, as he gets taken down by Mason Buster in the opening seconds at 138 pounds, gives us a chance with a pause off the mat to go to Pleasantville for that 30-second update that we're so fond of hearing from Joe Millage. Take it away, Joe.